This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The weight of promise presses down upon us, a tangible force in this hour. Yahuwah speaks to those who listen, to those who remember the ancient covenants given to our fathers. A reckoning is at hand, a revealing of true wealth against the fleeting illusions offered by Edom. And the signs, for those with eyes to see, are unmistakable. For generations, scattered Israel has been seduced by the paper promises of Babylon, not promises backed by honest labor, by the land bequeathed by Yahuwah, but by air, by the shifting sands of manipulation. This is the hallmark of Edom, a people who have always sought control through deception, a counterfeit system built on sand. We read in Isaiah 14, a lament over Babylon, a foreshadowing of its enduring legacy. Did I not long ago establish them and set them apart and cut off the nations, so that they might possess their lands? Babylon, and its modern iterations, have consistently sought to usurp the inheritance meant for Israel. Their coins, their digital ledgers, their mountains of debt, these are a stain upon the covenant, a turning away from Yahuwah's provision. A reliance on a broken system fueled by greed and self-service. They offer a fleeting illusion of security while the true wealth, the fruit of righteous labor upon the land, withers, neglected. This isn't simply about economics. It's about allegiance. It's about recognizing where our trust truly lies. Yahuwah does not deal in abstractions. He speaks of wealth in terms we understand, gold and silver. These are tangible, enduring, rooted in the earth he created. They represent not just value but the fruit of honest work, of stewardship over the land. They are Yahuwah's money, a direct reflection of his provision. And as Edom's systems crumble under the weight of their own deceit, a growing number within Israel are recognizing this truth, seeking to reclaim a righteous economic foundation, separate from the Babylonian entanglement. But this separation is not merely financial. It is a spiritual and cultural reawakening. Edom's influence isn't limited to ledgers and markets. It's woven into the very fabric of our cultures, our narratives, our ways of thinking. The scarlet thread of Edomite influence runs through the global systems, subtly shaping perceptions and obscuring the truth. Malachi warned of this, of a time when Israel would struggle to discern Yahuwah's favor from the counterfeit offerings of Edom. And we see it now, in the relentless push for uniformity, for a single global narrative that erases the unique identity of covenant Israel. Yet Yahuwah's promise endures. Devarim 30 speaks of a future restoration, a return to the land and a renewal of the covenant. But this restoration is not merely geographical. It's a restoration of identity, of purpose, of a righteous way of life. It requires a deliberate separation from the contamination of Edom, a rejection of its values, and a return to the principles outlined in the Tanakh. This isn't about building walls. It's about building boundaries, safeguarding the integrity of Israel's covenant identity in a world increasingly dominated by Edomite deceit. And as we watch these things unfold, we must also be mindful of the rising threats on the horizon. Reports indicate increased military activity and strategic positioning by Persia, a nation prophesied to play a key role in the final conflict. Yeshayahu 38 lays out a clear picture of the nations that will gather against Israel, and Persia stands prominently among them. This isn't a call to fear, but a call to watchfulness, to understand the signs of the times, and to prepare ourselves spiritually for the challenges ahead. The weight of promise is heavy, yes, but it is also a source of strength. It reminds us that Yahuwah is faithful, that he will fulfill his covenants, and that he will ultimately restore Israel to its rightful place. But this restoration requires our participation, our willingness to separate ourselves from the corruption of Edom and to embrace the truth of the Tanakh. It requires us to reclaim our inheritance, to rebuild our communities, and to live in accordance with Yahuwah's will. The hour is late, but the opportunity remains. The call to return, to rebuild, to restore, echoes through the generations. Let us heed that call, and let us stand firm in the face of adversity, knowing that Yahusha reigns, sovereign over all kingdoms, and that Yahuwah's promise will prevail. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.